Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey. We got the 7.3 patch notes up and ready to be read, so that's what I'm going to do for you here. Let's get into the Battle Royale patch notes. What's new? The Chiller Grenade. Warning, may cause cold toes. Chill your enemies to the core with this new item. It's a blast. Mobile controller support. Bluetooth controller support has arrived in mobile unsupported devices. Drop in and earn a victory in a whole new way. Mobile players are about to get even better now that they're going to be able to use controllers. Limited time mode, solid gold. Summary, all things that glitter are gold in this limited time mode. All weapon spawns are legendary with increased material gathering. Drop in now and earn that victory royale. The mode details, all weapon drops are legendary. Increased amount of materials received from gathering. I love this LTM. It's one of my favorite ones. I like, you know, dropping in and getting all gold weapons and not having to worry about getting gray weapons. So this is one of my favorite ones in the game. So I'll definitely be playing some of that while this one is out. Weapons and items. The Chiller Grenade. The Chiller Grenade will knock players back, causing them to slide along the ground. So when you throw this at people, it has like a little half second timer. It goes dee 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 dee, and then it explodes, and then it will put ice on the player's feet, but it also knocks them back. That will cause them to slide. So it's not, if they're standing still, not only are their feet going to get icy, but the grenade is actually going to knock them back, and it will make them slide no matter what. So allies, enemies, and vehicles hit with the Chiller Grenade will slip around with icy feet and wheels for a duration of 7 seconds. It drops in stacks of 3. You can have a max stack size of 6. It comes in common rarity. It can be found from floor loot and vending machines. The Cozy Campfire. They updated the visuals. We've updated the visuals of Cozy Campfires to more clearly indicate when a campfire is in use or burnt out. And pretty much for this, they made the fire a lot bigger and the logs look a lot bigger in the campfire themselves, so it is easier to tell when it's working and when it has gone out. So here are some big changes here, guys. They vaulted the bolt action sniper rifle. They vaulted the burst rifle. They vaulted the heavy shotgun. And they vaulted the SMG common, uncommon, and rare. So a lot of really good weapons here. I mean, I use the heavy shotgun a lot, the SMGs a lot, and the bolt action sniper rifle a lot. I don't really use the burst ARs very often. So it doesn't really bother me that they vaulted those, and most people I know didn't really use them, so that's probably one of the reasons why they decided to vault that one this time around. But yeah, a lot of weapons vaulted here. It does make sense to me that the heavy shotgun was vaulted, since we have two new pump shotguns, the purple and the gold, and those are heavy hitting damagers. So, you know, if you have that many shotguns in the game, I guess there's too many, especially since they still have the tactical shotguns in there. I guess that makes for a little too much shotguns, so they go ahead and take that one out. But here they go. They unvaulted the suppressed SMG. So they took away the normal one, but they unvaulted their suppressed SMG for the common, uncommon, and rare. And actually, I wish they would have done this during the Ice Storm Challenge. That way, when we were trying to get these Ice Storm Challenges done, you know, we could have maybe done these challenges a little bit more in peace. You know, if you had that suppressed SMG, where it would be a little bit quieter so that you could go ahead and farm those ice fiends without people noticing as much. But, you know, so they vaulted again all the SMGs except for the gold SMG, the P90, and they unvaulted the suppressed. So pretty neat there. For the last one here, they reduced the drop chance of dual pistol from floor loot from 2.24% to 1.38%. So the dual pistol will drop on the floor a little less often now. For bug fixes, the balloons no longer collide with vehicles. This resolves an issue where vehicles could be damaged when using balloons while on a vehicle. For gameplay, the memory and networking optimization for apples and mushrooms, they added unique vehicles messages in the feed when players are eliminated or downed. They redid the edit delay, so they re-enabled the client-side editing improvements. If you remember, they say here these were turned off in 7.2 due to an input bug that they were causing. A lot of people were so happy to get this edit delay before, and then it was turned off in 7.2 because of the bug delay, so it sounds like it should be working again. We'll have to play and find out. They fixed the boogie bombs not affecting players that are wearing the sneaky snowman when struck on exposed leg feet. So that's the thing, guys. If you are in if you're in the snowman, if you are crouched so that your feet are not exposed and somebody throws a boogie bomb at you, it won't work. Same with the chiller grenade. If you are crouched, it's not going to make your feet icy. If you are standing and moving around, then the boogie bomb will make you dance and the chiller grenades will make your feet icy. So if you happen to come across one of those areas where the where you can find a whole bunch of snowmen gathered together, you could hide yourself amongst those, and if somebody tried to throw boogie bombs or chiller grenades to see if you're there, it's not going to work, because if you are crouched, it won't make you dance or your feet icy. Let's see here. They fixed the sneaky snowman's last charge breaking away right after applying if another sneaky snowman is present in a different inventory slot. They fixed an issue where the glider would auto-deploy closer to the ground than expected when holding glider redeploy from the bus. They fixed the X4 Stormwing's health bar occasionally not displaying. They fixed an issue where players could get stuck in a sneaky snowman if it landed next to them. They increased the amount of materials gained from looting chests and floor loot from 20 to 30. I like that. And they increased the number of materials received from supply drops from 40 to 60. All right. So for the bug fixes, they... Aim assist now targets enemies on vehicles rather than the base of the vehicles they're occupying, so that will be a big help to controller players. Quickly switching to traps, then weapons on gamepads no longer causes players to shoot or swing pickaxes. Supply drop balloons now take environmental damage, including damage from explosives or biplane's gun. They fix instances of a free wall place. A free wall piece showing as placeable but not building. They fixed player cameras from becoming distorted when another player enters a zip line. Fixed an issue where the magnet on the zip line could be invisible on use. Fixed an issue where the boost visual effects could appear while operating a vehicle near a zip line. Players can now properly progress through and complete the week four use an X4 Storming plane in different matches challenge. Screens no longer shake uncontrollably after walking on icy surfaces. Players will no longer lose the ability to turn the X4 Stormwing after hitting terrain and structures. Playground. The guided missile has been removed from playgrounds. Remove the spiky stadium supply drop. This will remove the ability to loot the spiky stadium as well as impulse grenades, and they did this because this was done due to an issue that was sending players back to the lobby, so they had to take that out for now. I assume that they will eventually add that back in. For events, the new tournament has been added to Architect, Pop-Up Cup, Solo, Duo, and Squads. Settings from previous Pop-Up Cup tournaments still apply to this tournament. Within this mode, player-built structures can now be edited by any player, regardless of team status. Okay, so this is big. This is an experiment that we'd like to try out in this testing environment, but aren't quite sure of the full impact. We'd love to hear your feedback from your experiences playing with this change. Again, this is a huge change, so any structure, any player-built structure can be edited by any player. That is going to be game-changing. So this will just be in the Architect pop-up cups, and they are just testing it out. It's not something that you know, they have decided it's going to be permanent or anything, but I am really interested to see how this changes the game, because I expect this is going to change the game in a big way. So, tournaments may now feature leaderboards for each event session, highlighting top performers, and participating in tournaments now requires a minimum account level of 10. So for performance, bug fixes, they smoothed out drops in frame rate that could happen with large changes in view direction and rendered character counts. For audio, they added a fuse sound to the grenade, and bug fixes, they fixed emote music overlapping with lobby music depending on the way volume sliders were configured. For UI, they show total party eliminations of the on the HUD if your team wins. The added additional models to the cycle models list when viewing wraps in the battle pass or item shop. The party colors have been restored to blue, red, purple, and yellow to distinguish players in LTMs like Food Fight. There are new icons for non-squad teammates and the opponent's icons on the minimap. I am so glad that the colors went back to blue, red, purple, and yellow. I do not know why they ever changed them in the first place. The colors that they had up until now, they were too, I don't know, they were too similar. It was hard for me to see some of them. So I think it should go back to being easy to see when you're pulling up the minimap, the blue, red, purple, and yellow, instead of that like light yellow, orange, and other kind of yellowish color. These will be easier to tell which is which. Let's see here. So rotating the camera on Battle Bus no longer has an oscillating swimming effect on the minimap. They fix an issue in the net debug UI that would cause it to show a ping value that was too high. They did some more bug fixes for the UI. They fixed an issue where weapons were not equipping when double-clicking in the inventory after swapping their quick bar slots, fixed an issue where teammates' scores would not be displayed, fixed incorrect elimination count information occurring in large team modes, fixed player sorting order in the player reporting UI, fixed an issue where some of the leaderboard UI could sometime blink repeatedly. Let's see, they fix an issue where the spectator button in the player reporting menu would only select the first player you spectated. Fix an issue where the playlist selection screen could sometimes show incorrect selection after leaving a party, and they fix a display issue with the item pickup prompt that would sometimes occur after opening an ammo box. They fixed lobby preview lengths of Pumpernickel, Running Man, Dance Therapy, and Hot Marat emotes. For art and animation, celebrate Super Bowl 53 with new Los Angeles Rams and New England Patriots uniforms added to the fourth down outfit set. Drop in and represent your favorite team. All players who previously purchased the fourth down set will be granted these variants. I'm curious, to know what you guys think. As you guys know, I'm a big football fan as well, so just message me and let me know, who do you think is going to win this Super Bowl? Some of you have already messaged me and asking me and letting me know what you think, but yeah, just a fun little conversation. If you want to send me a private message over there on Discord, let me know, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl, the Rams or the Patriots? So let's get back to the patch notes here for replay. Bug fixes. Fixed weapon animations playing twice for each shot fired in replays. Fix an issue where camera lens settings could display incorrect initial values. Fix an issue where attempting to play an out-of-date replay selects another replay. Fix players appearing jittery while using zip lines in replays. And fix boombox not playing when watching replays. For social, the streamer mode setting has been replaced with two separate settings. This is really good for you guys who are streamers. It gives you options here. Anonymous mode. This will display your name as anonymous to all players that are not in your squad. Your account info will be attached to reports submitted by other players using the player reporting feature. And you can also have a option here to hide other player names. This will display all other player names as player unless they are in your squad. Neither of these settings will be functional when playing in a tournament match. Let's see here. For bug fixes, the party invite notifications will now appear when in the game mode select screen. Accepting the invite from the notification will take you to the proper game mode and join the party. They fix an issue that could cause some party members to fail to matchmake with a version mismatch error if a party member joined, readied up, and matchmaking was started in rapid succession. Okay, guys, here's the mobile update. Again, they got some big updates here. They have mobile controller support now. For Android, most of Bluetooth controller adapters such as the SteelSeries, Stratus XL, the GameVice, the Xbox One, Razer, Raiju, and Moto GamePad. For iOS, you have the M5 controllers such as the SteelSeries Nimbus and GameVice. They disabled phone vibration if a gamepad is attached. So they have 60 Hz on select Android models. We are rolling out 60 Hz support to be enabled in settings on select Android devices. We have been working with our partners on optimizations and are rolling this out initially on the following specific models: the Samsung Galaxy Note 9 for the USA variant, Huawei Highway Honor View 20 and the Huawei Mate 20X, and they added a audio visualization icons for vehicles and balloons. For bug fixes, they fix an issue that causes players to be unable to build multiple structure types while simultaneously holding down the build button and changing build types. Fixed harvesting tool button no longer swaps back to the previously selected weapon, and fixed multiple simultaneous button presses on mobile can disable the fire button. They fixed no padlock icon appears on the directional pad when locking with an auto run on mobile, and fix several UI buttons having lower resolution than the other buttons. And that is all of your Battle Royale patch notes. I'm going to go ahead and do the creative and save the world patch notes in a separate episode, keeping these ones separate since this episode is getting near 20 minutes now. I will give you a tip of the day. A lot of times we don't do tips for these patch notes episodes, but this, I'm already thinking about this in the future because of the pop-up cups. And again, any player-built structures can be edited by any player now, so that is huge. What I am guessing is a lot of players are just used to turbo building when they are in a pinch, because they know that they at least can turbo build to keep themselves protected. Well, in this situation, especially if you're playing solos are sure that there's no third party around, or if you are playing in duos and there happens to be you already knocked one player and there's only one player left, normally you would push anyways, but I would push extra hard and get up close to that player, because I'm guessing a lot of players are just used to using that turbo build to protect themselves. So you're going to be able to run up to that player while they're turbo building, go ahead and keep spamming your fire button so that they have to keep turbo building. But when you are close enough, even once you can have a teammate firing at one wall, and the other teammate can go from the other side, edit the wall from the other side, and surprise them and eliminate them while they are trying to turbo build around. But even in solos, again, they're probably going to be holding down that turbo build button, trying to keep themselves protected. But if you just run up there and edit that wall for yourself and shoot them before they can react to what happens, I think that's going to be huge. I think this whole this experiment that they're testing for this for these pop-up cups upcoming, it's going to be huge to see how this changes the game, because I'm expecting gameplay to change dramatically for this sort of deal. This will also be helpful in endgames when you are running and editing, and there's a whole lot of player built structures around, and you end up getting stuck somewhere and you need to you know, and the storm circle is on the move, you're going to be able to edit those walls instead of having to break them down, which will help you get out faster so that you don't get lost in the storm when there's a lot of builds around. Okay, guys, so that is the episode for today. While you're here, again, we don't have anything new to cover in the item shop, but if you want to use that creator code MikeDaddy, MMMIKEDADDY, it does support the show, and I really appreciate it if you do. Head over to Discord, join that daily Fortnite Discord, head over to my Twitch and YouTube, MikeDaddy, in both of those places. Give the show a 5-star rating and a written review over on Apple Podcasts, and you're going to get a shout out. Subscribe so you don't miss any of the episodes. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.